Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are joining us inside the Facebook group, make sure you click the link that allows StreamYard access to see who you are so that if you comment, we can see who we're talking to. So, okay, either you haven't heard of ChatGPT or you can't stop hearing about it. Well, regardless, it is quickly making its way into conversations online, offline, everywhere. So, what the heck is it? Why should you care about it? And more importantly, how can you use it in your business, right? Well, today we're talking all about it, and I'm going to give you 8 ways that you can use it in your business today. All right, so let's talk about it. Before we dive into what ChatGPT is, I think it's important to talk about what AI is, and that is, you know, artificial intelligence. And it's the simulation of human intelligent processes by machines, especially computer systems. So basically like robots, guys, these have been around for so long, but I think the words artificial intelligence really kind of throws it and freaks people out. And it makes it think of more, you know, Minority Report kind of stuff and just, you know, such futuristic stuff that kind of like scares everybody, right? Well, let's talk about a little bit of things that use AI in, you know, our everyday life, right? So Roombas, I mean, how many people have a Roomba or, you know, some other brand of robotic vacuum? Digital assistants like Siri and Alexa, and whatever the Android one is. Also, self-driving cars have become so popular, right? Think a la Tesla. Google Maps is another one. I mean, the fact that for one, they have robotic cars that drive around and take maps of the land everywhere, right? And the way that it like automatically updates and scans, and that's all artificial intelligence right there. And something big is in social media, and it becomes kind of a controversy when we talk about it with social media, especially when it comes to Facebook. Now, Facebook uses it a lot in its kind of watching over, you know, what you post, and it has things set up with, you know, sort of artificial intelligence types of things like automations to see, you know, if you post certain keywords, it'll flag you, it'll, you know, put your account on hold, things like that, a lot of monitoring of content. And another thing with the social media too, that's become really kind of automated too with this stuff is the automated messages. So in Facebook and Instagram, you can set up automated messages so that when somebody messages like your business page, you can be like, hey, thanks for reaching out. We'll respond to you in the next 24 hours. You can also have it set up that they can, you know, you can say, you know, are you wanting to buy a house or sell a house, or you have another question, and they can click those responses and you can set it up to automate what happens next, basically just like your drip campaigns in your emails, right? So I'm really interested to hear who is using the automated messages in your social media accounts, because if you're not, it's a really missed opportunity and you should be. Okay, so another artificial intelligence that is in our everyday lives, that's a gigantic one, is Amazon. They are the king of e-commerce, and whether it's, you know, company recommendations on which products for you to buy, it is set up to kind of look at what you're already shopping for, what your interests are on website with those cookies, and then it will recommend, you know, things for you to buy. And then not only that, but they actually have robots in their warehouses that go along and pick your packages to send them to you, right? So how cool is that? Because Amazon actually employs a lot of artificial intelligence in its processes. So if you've done anything at all with Amazon in the last 5 years, your algorithm has helped their business further along with all of their automation and AI stuff, right? Next is online ads. You see this all the time, especially like in your Facebook feed. If you say something or you're looking at something else, then all of a sudden you see ads for it everywhere, right? Well, there's no coincidence how that happens. It is set up with all types of these automations in these intelligent systems to pick and choose and monitor you so that it automatically sets up exactly what you see. And another thing is your autocorrects on your phones and your computers. That is artificial intelligence at its best that I think that we can all appreciate. I know I can. Another thing is your face ID when you're opening up stuff. And basically every single smart device that we take for granted now, you're talking, your smart thermostats, smart light bulbs, anything, your security systems, all of that. So I think that if we sit back, we're like, wow, we really do have a lot of AI things that are in our everyday lives, right? So now that we've talked a little bit about AI, and I think it sounds a little less scary now because we've related it to our everyday lives, let's talk a little bit about ChatGPT. So it's technically like a chatbot, which we just talked about with like the Facebook and the Instagram automated messages, right? So it's a little bit more than that, though, because it's completely conversational. When you set those other chatbots up inside your social media or on your websites, for example, those ones you have already put in the responses for everything, right? And that's it. That's all that it can do. It can't go anywhere else. It's not smart where it can have a full conversation with you, which I think is the part that kind of really takes ChatGPT to the next level, right? So it's the way that it enables computers to converse. It includes like the natural language. So anything that is a true learning intellectual system like that is always learning. So the more that people use it, the older that it gets, the more it's going to be able to do all the time. So it's really neat because, this is completely different for the fact that it's going to generate full-on conversations, right? It can, write code for websites. It can write full-on articles. It can translate. It can write blog posts. I mean, the possibilities with this are just amazing. I mean, you can just literally go in there and ask it any type of question and it'll work. Like, just blow your mind, right? Okay, so that's basically what ChatGPT is. Basically, it's like a marketing system. You can go on there. It's not even marketing, really, because you can use it in everyday life. You could literally just go on there and think of it as like your personal assistant or, like Google, if you just wanted to go to Google and ask it something, except this is going to give you a full, robust response and answer to just that and not multiple places to go and find that answer. So, something important, that you need to know when you're using any types of these programs is that you never want to copy it all word for word, okay? Because it could put out the same sort of stuff to somebody else. Now, there's another system, program, website that's similar to the ChatGPT that's been around for a little bit longer. It is called Jasper, and it was formerly known as Jarvis. And it is a full artificial intelligence system that a lot of social media people use to come up with content. Okay. So I want to, go back a little bit and talk about, not copying the stuff that we go through and how I'm going to tell you that you can start using this in your real estate business. It's really, really important to not copy this word for word because Google will penalize you. Okay. Like Google does not like this at all. And the other thing is too, is like it will not help your SEO at all. Yes. Do not copy it. It will not help your SEO. And when I say the SEO, the search engine optimization, the reason why you don't want to do that is because if it's going to be the same thing as everybody else's, it's not going to rank you higher in Google, right? So I'm going to go into that a little bit further when I talk about the things that you can do with this in your real estate business. So I'm going to pull up ChatGPT and show it to you guys, okay? Because the first thing, number one, that you can use this for in your real estate business is listing descriptions, okay? So I'm going to pull this up. Watch that for a second because it's going to get really dizzy. Okay. So this is ChatGPT's website. And something that I want to mention is that sometimes when I try to log into this, it is bogged down and it will not allow me to have access because it says there are too many people that are in here. Okay. So I don't know, what their limit is or if that will ever be fixed, but that is an issue right now. So you can go here. And so this is some examples and stuff that you can do. But down here is where you can type in what you want, right? So the number one thing is to write a listing description. We all like really probably do not enjoy writing listing descriptions, right? So ChatGPT can help with that. It just needs you to provide some basic key information, okay? So you can say things like, write a creative listing description. So let's go ahead and do this. A, let's see. For an updated home Newburn, North Carolina. My gosh. Let's add with three bedrooms and two bathrooms. So, and it didn't work. So, see. Let's try it again. Maybe it's just because I had it logged in here too much. Write a description. Works. Okay, so the system's down, but I did actually do this earlier and took notes. So when I did it earlier and I did that basic the same thing, I said, hey, can you write a, I didn't say hey, I literally typed in and said, write a creative listing description for an updated home in New Bern, North Carolina with three bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms with 2,000 square feet. And I also, then I wrote, the home also includes a bonus room over the garage and a large backyard. So this is what it gave me. It said, welcome to your dream home in the heart of New Bern. This beautifully updated three bedroom, two and a half bathroom home boasts 2,000 square feet of living. As you walk in, you'll be greeted by an open concept floor plan, perfect for entertaining guests. The updated kitchen features stainless steel appliances and granite countertops, while the large backyard provides the perfect space for outdoor gatherings. The bonus room over the garage is the perfect spot for a home office or a playroom for the kids. The bedrooms are spacious and the master suite includes an ensuite bathroom. Don't miss out on the opportunity to make this house your forever home. So, entering the same thing into Jasper, it was a lot shorter of a version. And it said, this updated home is a must-see with 3 large bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and 2,000 square feet of living space. You won't be disappointed. The bonus room over the garage is perfect for an extra living area or an office. Enjoy the sun in the large backyard with plenty of room to relax and entertain. So, I mean, they were both really good, right? And you can really copy and paste this and then change it up a little bit and make it your own and adjust it a little bit because, you know, depending on the area you're in and fair housing and stuff, you might not want to say a great space for kids or family, anything. Okay. So you might want to adjust a few things like that. But the amount of output that it did, right? Crazy. So, number two, you can use this to write email templates. Since emails don't end up as content on websites and Google and aren't important to your SEO, it will be okay to copy these. You can ask it to help you write an email to a client whose offer on a home just got accepted, or an email checking in with a real estate lead or a client. You can also ask the system to change its response. So if you don't like what it says, you could say, can you change your tone? Can you make it more friendly? So you can help it adjust, and you can even ask it to put a little humor in there. So that's one thing that I really like about Jasper is you can actually select the tone that you want it to respond. So one of the ones that I like to use is Joe Rogan because I think it's funny for the tone on there. But there's all kinds of different things that you can do on there, and they're all very different too. So, you know, having these, you can have the Chat GPT and you can have Jasper and you can have free accounts. So, I mean, it's not costing you anything, but if anything, it's helping, right? It's just adding it in there. So, okay, let's go back to the email templates for a little bit. You can even ask it to write a series of email drip campaigns to nurture your leads, okay? But be very specific in the output that you want because it is computer, it's kind of very black and white. So you would want to say, create me a series of 5 email drip campaigns, okay? Five, whatever amount you want, you need to tell it to be specific. And then you can save these emails as templates in, you know, your Gmail, your kvCORE, your Boomtown, whatever system for CRM you're using, right? You can keep those and then you can use them anytime. Okay, number three. This is the one that's really, really going to be big about not copying and pasting. And that's you can use it to help write blog posts for your website. So technically, it can write the whole blog post for you. But since blog content is a huge part of SEO, I mean, that's the main reason that you're going to be doing a blog post is to get it to rank on Google and have people find you, right? Is that you do not want to copy and paste it. So you can copy and paste it and then change it because that would be the easiest thing, right? Than to completely start from scratch. So copy and paste it, start it in a Word document, and then go through and change it. You know, change out some of the adjectives, change it to be location specific to your area. But it's going to write the majority of the posts for you, right? Okay, number four, video outlines. Now, this one, you guys, because we talk about video so much. This is going to do it. Use it. You're going to love it. You can ask it to repurpose the same content for another use as well. So if you do ask it, you know, for a video outline for something specific, you can use that same content and repurpose it into a different type of social media platform, right? So the cool thing about conversational AI as opposed to rules-based like ManyChat, you can't find the Chat GPT website. So if you type in Chat GPT, it comes up. It's actually like chat.openai. Yeah, Just Google ChatGPT if you can't find it. And hopefully it's working now. Okay, so back to the video outlines. The great thing about the conversational AI as opposed to the rules-based ones like your automation and your Facebook messaging and stuff is that it's taking the entire conversation that you are having with the system into consideration. So it's just like talking to someone that's actually there. So you can ask it follow-up questions and they won't repeat the message that they just said to you, right? So with a video outline, you could say, hey, don't say hey. I don't know why I say that. You can type on it and say, create me a video outline for why someone should move to New Bern, North Carolina. Okay. And then whatever the output is, you could say, turn that into an email. Right. So you can use it as a full on, like it's actually a person in the computer that you're talking to. Yes, because we're Southern. Hey, yeah. I mean, listen, when I have to go through and edit things, I say, so, hey. It's ridiculous the amount of extra words that are in there that I don't need to have in there. So with the video outlines, though, I mean, you guys, I think a lot of the problem with you guys not making the videos is because the outlines stop you. You're like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to move forward until I have it all written out and say it word for word, right? So have it make you an outline. Number five, ad copy. So having the right copy in your ads for Facebook, Instagram, Google, wherever, can really make or break your campaigns and how successful they are. So you can have these AI systems, ChatGPT or Jasper, help you write your ads. And basically the same thing, you know, with the email templates, the blog posts, and the video outlines, just be specific in what your goal is of what you want that ad to do, right? So number six is following right along with all of that other stuff is you can have it write your social media captions and content. Okay. So you can say very specific things like what is a new buyer? What are a new buyer's questions as a first-time home buyer? Or what are the things that a new homeowner should be on the lookout for at a home inspection? I mean, just ask it questions and it's going to fully write you an entire article that you can pick and choose what you want to use in your social media posts. Ah, it's basically like having a full-on assistant, right? Next is you can use it for hashtag research. Just ask it and be like, hey, what type of hashtags should I use as a real estate agent? What hashtags should I use as a real estate agent in New Bern, North Carolina? And can it pull stats for your? No, it might. I mean, I don't think so. I think that I have something at the end that might help you a little bit more with that, actually. So I haven't really used it as far as the question is, have you found it accurate and location specific? So I really haven't used it as far as asking it a question for like, what is a buyer searching for in this specific area? However, just like I just said to Lindsay at the end of this, I'm going to show you something that is very location specific that I think is gonna, you know, kind of blow you guys' mind a little bit too. Okay. Number eight, this is the last one. There's tons more, you guys, that you can do, but I think these are the ones that you would use in your everyday real estate business, right? So, number eight is call and text scripts. So, just like we talked about in the email templates, be specific and just say, like, hey, create me automated text messages to send to real estate leads. And if you want like a whole series, say that too. Create me five. 10, 20, whatever it is you want to do. This is literally your marketing assistant. It's just gonna really be super cool for you to use if you use it correctly. Don't think it's gonna solve all your world problems, you guys. You still have to put the effort in and you still have to change it. You're still gonna have to market the stuff. And just because you put stuff out on social media doesn't mean people are going to see it. So you still have to do it the right way to the right people. And you still have to have some sort of call to action to get people to come back to you, right? To collect their info. So, Lindsay, this one's for you. Another AI and data program that is freaking awesome that I do use that can be location specific is called Answer the Public. Has anybody used that yet? It's an entire website where you can ask it questions and it will search all over the world for you. It can help you make videos and blog posts the same as ChatGPT, as well as social media posts and answering questions. What I like about it differently is I'm going to show you. So let's go share my screen again. So this is Answer the Public, and it's free. There is paid plans, but I've never paid for anything on here. So you can see this is something that I typed in here before is New Bern Real Estate. Okay. So if I type New Bern Real Estate, it's going to come up with all of this stuff. Okay. So this is what people are searching online for. Look at all this stuff. Who, where, can, why? These are all the types of questions that people are asking. Okay. And then the more you keep going down here, it gets a little bit more specific. What people are searching for. New Bern real estate attorneys, Zillow, we hate them. New Bern commercial. Now you can see the colors down here. See these different colors? That's showing you which ones are highly searched for. Okay. So this is all visualization on this page. But if you go up here, you can hit data and it will be more written out for you. Instead of that, let's do moving to New Bern and see what it does. Okay. So this is what people are typing in moving to Newtown checklist, when to tell a bank you're moving. So see how cool this is. And the fact that like, even though I typed in moving to New Bern, it's telling me this question right here, when to tell a bank you're moving. Guys, think about this for just a second because people are searching for that. That is something that you can make a video about. That's something you can make a social media post about. People want this answer. And this is stuff that, like, we don't know that they're searching for. Well, I didn't. How far is it to New Bern, North Carolina? Maybe that would be something. How far is it to New Bern, North Carolina from Raleigh, North Carolina? Because everybody knows where Raleigh is, but nobody knows where New Bern is. So these are some things that people are, searching for. Why move to New Bern, North Carolina? I just did a video, 10 reasons why you should move to New Bern, North Carolina. So look, how cool is this though? Tons and tons of stuff that you can type in there. And you can just continue to search for different things and get that content that people are asking, they're looking for, they're asking. You can find out all of the questions. I mean, other than having an entire focus group of people in the entire country saying, like, hey, if you're moving to New Bern, North Carolina, like, what kind of things would you type into Google? That would be kind of difficult to get those answers, right? I mean, a lot of times people, it's not they're not honest when you ask them questions, but they don't know the answer at that time because they just pop on the websites and start looking for things as it comes to them in the evenings, in the middle of the night. So when you just ask somebody, like, hey, you're a new buyer, you're under contract to buying a house. What kind of things were going through your mind when you were buying a house? They're gonna be like, I don't remember, right? So yes, this is gonna be something that you can type in all kinds of different. You just type in very, very basic things and it will continue to go. Yeah, keyword search. Yeah, that's another search thing, but that's more for keywords for, I mean, a lot of people use that for to make videos, to have ones that people are searching for specifically for that. But this is very specific to asking it, just ask the public all kinds of stuff and get entire questions to ask, not, words and stuff. Yeah, I love keywords everywhere though. I definitely use that, but it's definitely a little bit different than Ask the Public, which is amazing, free. Check it out. But the possibilities are endless with all of these artificial intelligence websites, and you can really use it for your business. But you guys get the point. These are things to use in your business to make your lives easier, right? Because not a lot of us really enjoy writing those listing descriptions or blog posts. So use it to make your life easier, okay? I want to talk to you guys really quick before we go. I want to invite you all to a really, really special live event that I'm going to be hosting this Friday on Zoom. I'm going to share 5 secrets to grow your business to 6 figures and beyond. Guys, this is going to have a workbook and it's going to give you stuff that you can start implementing now. I'm also going to give you some really cool free stuff along with it to just for coming to hang out with me. It's going to be Friday at 11. So keep an eye on the Facebook group. It will be posted in there with the links for you guys to register and sign up. This webinar that I'm going to be doing is really going to show you how to get leads coming to you. So you don't have to keep going and hunting for them. This is going to draw them to you. Okay. So that's it for today. I hope that you guys learned a lot, and I hope that you gained a couple of things and ideas to make your life and your business a little bit easier. And I definitely want to connect with y'all later and hear about how you're using this. This video will be available in the Facebook group once the live ends. Okay, I'll see you guys later. Enjoy your Tuesday.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.